It was sworn in, Dennis, on February the 23rd, 1990. So over 30 years now. We're 30 years in, what, about 8 or 9 months. And one of my goals was to make 30 years. And I didn't really come up with that early in my career, but certainly in the last few years, I said, you know what? 30 years is enough. And I'm not jaded. I enjoy my career. I enjoyed what I did. It was challenging. It was exciting. There was lots of stuff goes on all the time. I just feel it's just time. And, I'm a stage in my life where I want to start to enjoy other things. And so 30 years, I'm over 60. We won't get into how much over 60. One of my other goals, Dennis, was to have all my kids graduated from high school. And my last one graduated here in June of this year, so I felt this is a good time, and my wife and I are truly looking forward to spending a lot more time together.
Was it hard bringing up children, being in the RCMP, because you move so many times, you're always uprooting, aren't you?
It can be challenging, and it depends on your career and your career aspirations. I really put my family first in terms of our move, and we planned our moves under our timelines and depending on where our kids were with respect to their education. And I know from talking to my kids, they often weren't happy with maybe the moves at the time, but looking back, you know, now they've got friends in numerous communities throughout BC. What's interesting is some of them are actually moving into the Kimberley area that we knew from some of our other posts. So that's really exciting. So it can be challenging. Like I say, if you are a career aspiration, and you're looking to climb the ladder very high, you're going to be looking at a lot more moves than say somebody like myself. So, and our move to Kimberley was planned. That was going to be kind of our last move anyway. As many people know, my wife grew up in Cranbrook. She's a Cranbrook native, went to high school in Cranbrook. We wanted to be back in the area. We have family in the area. So we really like Kimberley, and we're going to be staying here.
What led you to the RCMP and to policing back in the 80s? Obviously, if you started in 90, was it someone that talked to you or someone that recommended and said, you know what, you'd be good at doing this?
Actually, Dennis, no, not from that angle. I don't think I had the personality and the personal type that I have now. I did landscape contracting. I always kind of enjoyed kind of police shows. You know, Adam 12 was probably one of my big ones for those of us that are a little bit older. Hawaii 5-0 rings a bell, Dragnet, FBI, those types of things. And I always had a little bit of a, you know, as a kid. But it just felt that maybe policing really wasn't for me. I wasn't a very big guy, you know, a fairly small stature, as you know, so I always felt that, you know, how could I deal with the big guys if, you know, 5'8", and, you know, so I kind of just put it off, didn't really pursue that avenue until in the mid-80s, I met a guy that was an RCMP officer in Langley, and we became friends, and he started taking me out, and back then you could do that. Now, of course, the situation is a lot different due to liability and stuff, but I rode with him numerous times and started to ride with other people that he worked with and really got a feel for what they did, and I realized that, you know, you don't have to be big and burly. You know, you can deal with people on a one-to-one basis just by talking to them. And I kind of started really appreciating what they did and the type of work they did. And so I applied and took a few years to get in, and I was accepted, and off I went.
And then you were pushed toward communications, or at least offered communications, because you were talking a lot on the Lower Mainland to the big radio stations and television to get the RCMP's message out, weren't you?
Yeah, from the beginning of my career, and the RCMP always had the no comment, and I couldn't stand that. And so very, very early on in my career, I really felt that we need to get the message out. We need to tell people what we're doing. And I just did it. And then back then, you know, there wasn't the courses that there are now. There wasn't the media relations officers we have now. But, I started off here in Cranbrook, and I just started letting people know what was going on. And, we had We had Mike Turner. I don't know if anybody, I'm sure people know Mike. He was a freelance. He worked for Shaw Cable at the time. He used to come to my accident scenes. He'd come to my incidents. I'd do an online interview with him, and we'd just get the word out, and I'd put out proactive stuff, proactive policing, tell people what we did, and I thought that was very important, and continued that throughout my career. You know, as you know, currently we run a Facebook page, a Twitter account, and we try and get to, we need to tell people what we're doing and what we did, you know. I get very, very frustrated when people say the police do nothing. Well, you know, is that the fault that we're not telling them or they're not listening? But I think it's really important to say what we do, because we do a lot of good work. We're busy all the time, and we can't tell you everything, obviously, for investigative reasons. And sometimes there's privacy issues as well, so we can't really say, but we really need to tell people what we're doing, and I've been proactive in that throughout my career.
The people that have been coming up with you at the Kimberley Detachment, or those that work around the East Kootenay, some of the officers, will somebody pick up on the role that you have done with communications to kind of keep a good link between local media?
Well, I'm sure, you know, we're pretty, you know, pretty active in that area, and I suspect I've talked to the incoming detachment commander. He's on board with that type of thing, so hopefully we'll be able to continue, yes.
What's the plan for retirement? I know you like to ski. That would be the winter time, and you like to cycle as well, but are these some of the things you'll spend your time on now?
Oh, but definitely, Dennis. I'm looking forward to be able to go skiing whenever we want, whenever it's sunny out, and, of course, riding my bike, as you know, is big. So, you know, I'm looking forward to doing more of that. We do camping. I like to do that. I have a nice new shop, so I'll be in there making some projects and working on some things. So I'll be busy, I'm sure.
Without hitting it too hard, can I ask you, was there one particular case overall those years that stand out, whether it was emotional or just hard to deal with, that you can share with us? Or maybe a happy one if you'd like here today.
Yeah, there was lots of both ones that, you know, I struggle with that I'd rather not go into, and then there's lots that we did super well on. And sometimes, you know, what's really interesting, Dennis, is you kind of forget about some of the cases. But I would say over the last 3 or 4 years since I've been back here, I've been getting people come up to me that say, you know, I was involved with you back in the 90s when I was in Cranbrook. And the compliments and the comments that I get back now from those people that I dealt with 20 or 25 or even 30 years ago, that's really, really nice to hear. I've got one woman came up to me once and said, "You saved my life." You know, I don't think I actually physically saved her life, but she was struggling a lot at the time, and I think she moved on in her life. And I get that kind of every once in a while. I get some feedback. Somebody will say, you know, I was maybe not the best kid around, but he said you always dealt with me fairly. And so those are nice to hear.
Thank you. Would you recommend policing to a young person today?
I would do my research.
Thank you for your time. Good luck with your retirement.
Thanks, Dennis. Take care.